From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The leaders of Britain and Russia talk about the deadly crash of a Russian passenger plane. Russian President Vladimir Putin and the British Prime Minister David Cameron conferred by telephone Thursday about Western reports that a bomb may be responsible for the Metrojet crash that killed 242 people over Egypt Saturday. A Kremlin statement said the two leaders discussed joint counterterrorism work, but no details were released. Putin and other Russian officials have said no speculation about what actually happened to the Airbus jet, which broke up at high altitude and scattered debris and bodies over a wide area of the Sinai, should be issued until an official investigation of the disaster is complete. Investigators are still at work studying data recovered from flight recorders and the wreckage of the plane, but Britain has already suspended flights to and from the area due to what officials in London say is the significant possibility that a bomb blew the jet apart. Egyptian officials reacted angrily and defensively to the bomb theory, and Russian authorities say it would be best not to jump to conclusions about what happened in the sky last week. The international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says an internal review of last month's airstrikes by U.S. forces on its hospital in northern Afghanistan shows no reason why the facility should have come under attack. The organization, also known as Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, released the report Thursday documenting the events surrounding the airstrikes. The report says there were no armed combatants fighting within or from the hospital grounds. Last month, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, had said the U.S. accepted full responsibility for the bombing. This is VOA News.